Blog Talk Radio.
For a shake, I'm throwing these Emirates in the sky. Spinning this Oscar Lama, make them piece of M-O-N-E-Y. I love my beaches, south beaches, surf, board, and high tide. I could just roll up, cause I'm swole up. So that birthday cake get the Cobra. Bugatti.
What up, what up? Harrell here. How you guys doing? Hump day with Harrell. It's Wednesday. That'd be hump day. You know what I'm saying? Hump day, Wednesday, Harrell, me. How you guys doing, man? Getting through the week together. That's what we do. We had a great show on Monday. If you missed it, you need to go back and hit the archives because we had a plethora of knowledge on that evening. Man, it was awesome. Big things happening with the KPX, man. That was the biggest thing. Anyways, a short show tonight. I got a lot to do to get ready for the weekend. Hope you guys are all going racing this weekend somewhere. I don't care where you go. Just get racing, you know, because that's what we do. I'm going to break some news. Well, I'll break it right now. I got a new cart. I'm coming out with a new CRG. I'm really, really excited. Mine's for sale. I've got it sold, I think, but it's always for sale again because a lot of people flake and want it and don't really got my, you know how that goes. But anyways, hang out tonight. We've got Bev calling in. Bev Track Mom Band calling in with a little report for the weekend. You know, she's going to tell us what's going on. And maybe Phil will call in too. Phil Flat Guy Hand. And maybe Rodney Rivera from Nevada Kart Sport. Maybe he'll chime in too. You never know. So hang out. Be cool. This is Harrell. You're listening to Hump Day with Harrell exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Real quick, I want to tell you guys about the chat room that we got happening on the studio. Log in, make a little username. I was chatting with a bunch of people last week. It was really fun. You don't have to talk. If you're, you know, kind of shy, you can just type and it's like texting, you know, a little chat room. It was fun. So check it out. I'm not sure how to do it, but my friend Scott Myers did it. So anybody could do it, right? No offense, Scott. But all right. That's all I wanted to say. Let's get back to it.
Yo,
What up? Don't go anywhere. We've got Bev on the phone, and we're going to be chatting with her in just a minute. Remember, the chat room's open, all right? So get on there. Let's chat and hang out. All right, Hump Day with Harrell, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never going to win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
What you need?
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit, and a big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done.
I want a new tour bus full of old. I'm star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. Gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleach blonde hair. And well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I wanna be great like Elvis without the tassels. Hire eight bodyguards that love to beat up assholes. Sign a couple autographs so I can eat my meals for free. I'm gonna dress my ass with the latest fashion. Get a front door key to the Playboy Mansion. Gonna date a centerfold that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleached blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of the D-Zoo-Zoo. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I'm gonna sing those songs that offend the senses. Gonna pop my pills from a best dispenser. Get washed up singers writing all my songs. Let's sing them every night so I don't get them wrong. Well, we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars, the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of the D-Zoo-Zoo. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug.
What up? How we doing? It is Wednesday. It is hump day. It's the middle of the week, and I'm so glad because we get to go racing this weekend. I'm very, very excited, and we have Bev Track Mom Van on the phone. How are you, Bev?
I'm doing good. Just getting,
you are always
ready
doing
to get my
good.
Grin on.
Yeah, that's what I put on there, grinning and winning or grilling and chilling.
Yep.
What do you do? All that?
Oh, well, we're always grilling and chilling Saturday night.
I love it. Big weekend, huh? Only a couple races left.
Yeah, we got two. That's it.
Man, I wish they would just go by. I wish we could just
go
by. And
then what are we going to do? We're going to go crazy. Then we're going to be out there playing every weekend saying, when is the racing going to start?
I know, huh? We got to, you know, I was thinking, thinking a lot of stuff. I'm always thinking, what about like a big enduro race that we have there? You know, like a 4 hour or something. Would that work? Have we ever done anything like that?
Might have done it years ago. We got an enduro race coming October 2nd, actually. It's the Clone Fest. And Scott Conway, SCR Racing,
uh-huh.
He's been doing it. I think we're on our fourth year. And I don't know all the details because I've never had a driver in it. Actually, I take that back. John drove it 1 year, I think. But, it's like a 100-lap main event at the end of the day. And
that's insane.
Everyone lines the fence, and it's crazy. I mean, we just let them go, and there's a whole lot of strategy going on out there. You know, there's guys out there that want to be in the front the whole time. There's guys that just kind of lay back and save their motor, save their tires. I mean, there's all kinds of strategy out there. So, you know, I think the main strategy is don't take anyone out and don't get taken out.
Yeah, that's always the strategy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's been my strategy for a minute. It doesn't always work for me, but
yeah.
But I am bringing out a new whip this weekend. I got a new cart, and
I
mean, I
saw
the
preview. That's perfect.
It is. It's such a nice cart, man. It's like, man, I just am. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be any faster. I don't think. I mean, I probably won't be, but that's okay. I'll look better.
You just really have to change your attitude.
I try to be humble because when everyone hears that, I'm going to whoop up on them.
No, you can be humble, but don't beat yourself up, you know?
Right. I really need to look at all the points and see how and who I can let go and who I need to be ahead of and who I need to race with if I need be, or because that's going to be a big part of it for me in the end here.
I tell you that the main thing that I've said for years is don't lose a place in the championship over 10 points. And when I say that, the reason I say that is because if you're in a heated battle and you're on that last turn coming into the straight, and you're shoving and pushing, and you're in the infield going sideways, you might lose 15 spots instead of 5 points by letting that guy go ahead and go and not elbowing him so hard, you know, or you might get yourself a black flag and you might finish, you know, dead last. So,
going into it,
these last two races, everybody really needs to keep their head on straight and be smart about it. You know, when you're passing, take your time. You know, it's more of a chess match than ever at the end of the year.
Right. For real, huh?
Yeah,
for real. I really need to, I need everyone to just be mellow, and I'll let you go by if you're not, you know, if I can.
Other than that, you got to have a stack of 20s and bribe them and tell them, just let me go by. Don't hit me. Don't touch me.
Man, the stacks of 20s went out the door. Okay, so we're going to have to shoot some people.
I know they did.
Man.
But you know what?
Do,
that ride's pretty sweet looking.
It is, man. It's really nice. And, you know, I was talking to Chris Rossi, and he said his that he had like that was the fastest car that he's had. He's turned the fastest times he ever has in that car, and he hasn't matched them since. So should work, man.
Well,
you know, it should work good.
They're definitely good.
And it's fairly new.
I'm going to bring my camera out. So I haven't been really shooting a lot all year long. I've been kind of in the background, kind of running laps around the track and, you know, in the infield, in the pits. And this race, I think I'm going to just, you know, I got the big lens I'm going to bring out. I'm going to just camp in one corner and then another corner, and I'm just going to have a little fun and get back to my basics and shoot some carts out there, you know, because I got the bug. You know, you guys
good.
Think that you miss being on the track. I really miss being out there in the middle of things and shooting the pitchers and you know, we got a great photographer. Rob does an amazing job. You know, he saved us this year.
Right.
I still miss it. You know, I don't know whether it's the adrenaline rush of knowing that any time they can mow you down if you're not paying attention or what it is.
Right. But, well, why don't you tell us a little bit about this weekend's festivities? What's going on? You got big plans?
Yeah. I'm bringing out the Red Hilton. It's going to be trackside Saturday all day. I'm going to be out there and checking people in. You know, we have non-members coming in, so giving them a big tour, answering questions. Anybody that wants to become a member and has questions, you know, I'm going to be around all weekend.
Nice.
Saturday, we have open practice. As it gets busier, we're going to close it off and have scheduled practice. So you'll have to watch the board at the clock at the end of the board and, you know, pay attention to that and your time. And, you know, go out there, get some laps in, have some fun, get ready for race day. At 6 o'clock, we're going to close the track down. We're going to turn the little ones loose with their bikes out there like we normally do, let them go out there and play and have a little fun, you know, ride around. That's the best part, you know, is watching these kids play on the track. You know, they're serious off the track. They're playing and having a good time. And us adults, you know, we hang out in the pits. You know, we had the band last time. It was amazing. I was trying to...
That was fun.
I was trying to sweet-talk them into coming back, you know, so hopefully we can get them back soon.
Man, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. I was trying to put together a movie thing this weekend, but I was having a little bit of trouble with getting a projector.
Hear that out there? If anybody's got a projector, Bev's needing a projector.
Yep.
So if you got a projector, call all in. Call in the show or Facebook her. Just don't Facebook Phil, okay? Whatever you do, don't Facebook Phil. Phil, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, don't Facebook Phil.
Yeah, hook us up because I got some nachos. You know, we're going to do some nachos trackside. It'd be great to have a movie to kick back and watch and hang out and chill.
For sure. You know, we used to do the movies that we did MotoGP on the PlayStation, and we'd do it right on the side of our trailer. It was big.
Yeah.
It was cool.
But, hey, what about worst case scenario, just using that flat screen?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I have a small DVD player that we can hook into that and still run a movie. So
there you go. There you,
you
go.
Can,
always a good time out there.
We can probably do that. So
somebody's
make
got
sure
a
you bring your lawn
for
chairs.
Us.
Yeah, I know someone out there's got one.
Right.
Make
we got
sure
Phil Flagging this weekend, right?
Oh, yeah.
Are you bringing your
flags?
All right.
I'm going to be out there all weekend. I'll be staying at the Red Hilton.
Yep.
Oh, nice. Nice. Do you have a room at the Red Hilton?
Yeah, I got my room reserved.
Yeah, he's got
the executive
suite.
Nice. You get
hey,
perks.
Phil,
your perks come with being the flag guy.
I forgot to ask you, do you mind training a new guy? We got a new flagger coming in.
We do?
Whoa.
Yeah. He's a little short, though.
What happened?
A little short?
He's a little short. I bought a junior flag set, and I thought, wouldn't it be cool if you showed, you know, we had a couple kids that weren't racing, and, you know, like mainly my grandson. No, I'm just playing. But, you know, on practice days, you know, they can get out there and help you flag.
That'd
you know,
be cool.
So
I think that'd be
cart.
Cool.
Yeah.
How come you guys don't
fun.
Use the little bridge thing? How come you don't use that?
He likes to be down there so he can give you the dirty look when you go by.
I got to be on the
gotcha,
track.
Gotcha. Right. What about a light for next year? Maybe we can get a little light, yellow light, red light, you know what I mean? There's
been talk about that at some of the tracks and stuff. That'd be good. It's just a matter of money, I think, and, you know, that's what it really boils down to.
Right. We need to do a couple fundraisers, some light fundraisers and some fundraiser stuff. Man, I don't know, something. But so watch it out there. Phil's going to be out there, and he's strict. Man, he's a strict guy. You lose a bumper, bam, black flag, just like that. All right? Phil, my new car's got safety wire on the bumper, so it can't fall off.
That's what you're supposed
to
do.
Yeah,
I mean, even if it falls, it's pretty dialed, man. I got it from a friend of ours. You guys probably know him, Rain. And man, I am so excited to get in that car. I'm excited, man. I really am. So I don't know. I'm really excited, man. I got a lot of work to do, though. I don't know.
Yeah,
the seat I got
ride.
With it has about 4,000 holes in it. I don't know if they were trying to make it lighter, because that's what they probably did. Because there's about 82 holes in that thing.
They probably had to weight it up.
Oh, well,
yeah,
they
had
that weight
like,
to make weight.
Well, it looks to me like they were taking weight off. They were having so many holes in it.
No.
They were trying to lighten it up.
They took all the weight off because they knew you didn't need it.
No, because it's like they're in. Well, I mean, you know how really chunky I am. I'm pretty chunky. I'm a whole 195.
I can only say that because I'm fluffy too.
Yeah, fluffy. Ladies are fluffy. Dudes are fat. Especially Phil. He can't even. I mean, he's got to put like 90 pounds of weight on.
Yeah.
I think he's 85. Don't stretch
85?
It too much. 85, yeah.
Gotcha.
Hey, so
the
one thing I wanted to announce, you know, normally I don't do this and I don't announce who the Legend Award is for or anything like that, but we're going to have the famous Ron Emick from Emick family. They started go-karting in the area. I mean, they're not starting, but they were at one time the oldest shop around. And, you know, a lot of our guys that are still racing grew up around that shop and, you know, cut their teeth there. John, my son, he raced for them. You know,
I worked there.
Worked for Les, Phil's dad. And anyone that survives Lester is doing good.
I think Garwood worked there back in the day.
Yeah.
I worked there back with Josh, too.
Nice. That is so cool. I mean, I wish that someone would come in and just, you know, kind of take over and buy it or something or get Emick back going, you know, because it's just another American-made cart that's, you know, really cool. I dig it.
Yeah. No, for real. I mean, they were great carts. There's still a lot out there, you know, that are still
I got one for sale.
Vintage guys. Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of Emick, I've got a Cadet waiting for you guys, and it is so cheap, it's dumb. Both the carts I'm selling are so cheap that it's just dumb. I don't even know. I mean, if you don't buy those for that cheap, you're never going to find one that cheap again that's, you know, a decent cart. They're both. I mean, I run pretty decent in mine, you know. I run good in mine. It's not the most awesome cart. You know, it's used, but it still works good. You know, Garwood got that thing working pretty dang good.
You're sitting second in the points in Masters, so, I mean, the cart's pretty decent, I would say.
What place?
You know.
What place was that?
You're number two in Masters, unless you club
okay.
it up.
I just wanted to hear it again.
That's sometimes referred to as the first loser.
That's okay. I'll take the first loser any day, brother. Any day I'll be the first loser. I love being the first loser.
I'm expecting a win now with that new chassis.
Don't expect that, bud, man. Yep. Come on. I think, is Bob Snow going to be there?
Pressure on.
Pinton's going to race. I mean, there's some heavy hitters. There's some heavy hitters.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Just keep your head on.
What about the beginner class for Masters? Weren't we going to start a beginner class for Masters?
No. You don't qualify.
I don't?
You could have qualified this year, but you don't next year.
Yep, you're out of that. So just
and
no sandbagging. We got your number.
I'm not sandbagging. Have you seen me lately? I've been in the back of the pack every race.
Yeah, but we're going to see what you're made of this weekend.
That's right.
Oh, man. Great. Pressure's on. I got to get that thing figured out. I need to get that thing figured out and dialed in on Saturday. So if any of you listeners out there are listening, Harrell needs a little help, man, dialing in that cart. I'm gonna do my best. But, man, speaking of that, has anybody seen my little transponder thing, the little black box with red tape on it? The last race,
again?
I went to go – Yeah, well, I went to go get it at the last race, and it was already gone before I even left.
Well, did you put it out on the track like you're not supposed to do during a race?
Oh, I left it out there, and that's a no-no?
So
well, maybe somebody grabbed
it.
It
probably got confiscated.
That's good. If it got confiscated, that's good.
I have a bounty on anybody's 10-pounder that doesn't belong out there other than the tracks. So if anyone puts one out there, no matter how good you hide it, I got eagle eyes out there, and they're all over it.
Speaking of eyes, I have an Alfano that I need an infrared dealie for that plugs in. Just the cable and the infrared thing. So if anybody out there's got that, I need one. I've got a magnetic one, but I don't have the infrared one. So if anybody out there's got one, I know Bob Snow's kid maybe or something. Somebody was telling me might have some stuff like that. So Bob Snow, if you're out there, if anybody know anybody, I need one of those, and I can use my Alfano. So I'd be stoked.
Well, I might happen to have it for you on Saturday.
Your little black box.
As long as you promise not to put it back out there.
It's a bounty, though. You got to pay, folks. All right. So don't stick your stuff out there. Bev's not cheap either. You got to pay before you even anything. I mean, she's got some pull out there. I'll tell you.
The first time you get caught, it costs you $1. The second time, it takes longer to get it back, and then you owe the bounty hunter a Starbucks and me a Starbucks to turn it back over to you.
Oh, wow. She's got a bounty hunter. You hear that, you guys? Oh, man.
Oh, I got
that's
a bounty hunter.
Man, I'm telling you. Yeah. I don't know if everybody knows about, we were talking about the news and stuff, and I had a lot of people last time we had you on, Bev, and everyone's like, what's the big news? What's the big news? We never told them, and I don't know if we can tell them now. We can tell them, or did we tell them? Because I had a lot of people asking me what the big news was
about
our new race director.
Yeah, well, okay, there's old and new school that are going to work together. And coming this weekend will be John. He did race directing last race. You would have saw him down toward turn one and along the straight. He's been around driving and been around the track side for a lot of years. Got a lot of experience, drove about everything that's got wheels out there, road race. So, you know, he's got a lot of experience. He knows what it's like to be a driver. He knows what's racing, what's not racing, what's over-aggressive, what's not. So, you know, he's going to be a dynamite race director. So he's going to step up to the plate this weekend. He's going to help us out. He's going to be out there trackside. Don't think just because you're his best buddy or something like that you're going to get any grace. When you step on the track, you're just a cart out there. And the same goes for Phil. You know, they talk back and forth, the corner workers, they make a decision, and that's the end of it. You know, it doesn't matter. You come to me and say, you know, hey, you know, give me another shot. Nope, I'm sorry. Race director, flagman, the corner workers, all of those guys are out there for a reason. Number one, to keep you safe. Number two, to have a safe and clean race day and a fair one. So, you know, just keep that in mind when you're out there driving. If you make a boo-boo, you know, own up to it and say, hey, you know, I'm really sorry, you know, I wasn't thinking, whatever. You need to own up to it. Don't come back over to me because I'm not changing anything. It's not my job. You know, I turn over my track first thing in the morning, driver's meeting, and it's not my track until the end of the day when I'm handing you trophies. So, you know, that's just something that people need to, you know, keep in mind. A lot of newbies don't know that. And, you know, I've been there myself. I understand it. But, you know, that's how racing is, and that's on every level, you know.
Yeah, I think if you're friends with Phil, he gives you more black flags. Just so you just think he's not prejudiced, you know what I mean? He gives you more than normal.
That could be.
I'm just looking out for everybody, you know?
That could be.
You know, and that's what the cool thing is, and I've told Phil this before, is when I see him flagging and his crew out there and your crew, Bev, I just I feel way safer. You know what I mean? Like I said, there's, I know that everyone's paying attention. I know that they're out for the best interest of the drivers, and there's not people out there in the corner making smiley faces with their feet in the dirt, you know, not paying attention.
Right.
And they do take it very seriously on the grid, on, in the flag, in every corner. I mean, everything is just really top notch, and that, you know, and it speaks for itself just with how everything's ran there and how smooth it goes. But I like it a lot better when I see Phil there. So, I think. Not lately.
Well, thank you. Well, you've got your bumper wired on now, so you'll be in good shape.
Right? I went into the back of the pack the time before, too. Oh, something else happened. I don't remember what happened. I started in the back of the pack, I think, two in a row. At the KPX and the club race before that, I think. So, sometimes
well,
that's what I do.
I got to say, the most heartbreaking call I've ever been a witness to and stood next to, race director talking it out and a flagman and me standing side by side, three heads together watching, was when Scott picked up a cone and, you know, it was lodged in his cart and we were trying to figure out, you know, what was the safest thing to do. And, you know, he was just picking his way through the track, you know, through the field and looking so good. But the more he did, the better he did, the more danger everyone else was in. And it was heartbreaking. I mean, you know,
that was like a bittersweet thing for me because he's one that was right there in the points. And that just like, I was like, I mean, Scott, don't take it the wrong way. I love you, buddy. And I'd still love your help tomorrow if you had a minute. But, man, it like,
not now.
It just helped
he
me out.
Help you, all
it
right.
helped me out. I know he's listening too. So,
oh no,
man, still love you, buddy.
Not like that. Yeah, he's got you. Don't worry.
Right. It was just like, there's a few people that are right there, you know. But I mean, I don't know. I just got to keep my head straight this weekend and the next race, and we'll be looking good. We'll be all right.
Yeah.
Just got to keep
yep.
it in there. I need to really look
strong, at. Finish strong this
do what?
Year and. Just finish strong this year and step it up next year, you know? Maybe do a couple
right.
push-ups in the off season.
Oh, man, all right, a couple, I guess. A couple thousand. I do, I need to. I'm gonna do that because it's going to be tough. I mean, you're going to have to do something special to get with these guys because, like I say, the top four or five guys everywhere you're going now in the Masters are all old champions, national champions, you know, multiple national champions and – it's just, I mean, it's, wow, and it's even going to get worse next year, or better, however you want to look at it, you know. I mean, it's going to get tougher. This was the easy year, I think, for the Masters. Next year, it's going to be crazy. I'm going to have to go down to seniors, I think.
Oh,
like,
no.
That's going to be better?
You got kids moving up into that. You're going to, no way. You better stay
yeah.
right where you're at.
I'm going to get a seventh. Yeah. That's what I want to do, is get a seventh in the – and the seniors, so I can say, yeah, I got seventh too, Phil.
Are
we
going to
see you out there again this year, Phil? Speaking of racing, are you going to get out there one more time this year and win the last race?
I think so. I think I'm going to try and hit up that Hunter Lapper.
Oh,
that'll be fun.
Wow.
Well, I think Tom's going to be there, as far as I know, on October 2nd. So I think it'd be good if we put Bill over on the flags and you guys get in there and have some fun with the boys.
Yep.
Yeah,
I
come to the Masters. That's what I want.
What's the weight on that? In that, is that just like one weight for that whole class or what?
I don't even know. You know, I got to talk to Scotty about that because that's his baby. So I got to sit down with Scotty this weekend and kind of get a heads up on exactly how he wants to run it, what he wants to do, you know, because that's his baby that he put together. And, you know, I want to do it proper and do an honor, you know, and take care of it.
Yep. I'll strap on as much weight as I have to run with Pharrell.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of weight, bud.
Yeah, I know. It's cool, though.
You got to put on an extra 20, whatever I got to be, plus 20. That's fair, right?
No, I don't think
no.
so. Not with your new cart. I think you're going to be right up there with your new cart.
Oh,
I think I might get that one win. this season.
Oh, man, he's got me, man. He's put me down for a win. I love that. Ooh, I only got four races to do it. It's coming down to it, man. It is. Five if I race that clone. I don't know if I can go an hour. I'd have to be the cruiser and hope for the best.
Start doing some push-ups.
I'm telling you, I did one last night. It was pretty good. Man, I was tired, though, after. I was beat. But, okay, well, I'm going to just play a quick song here just to give the listeners a little break. I think when we come back, I want to talk to Bev a little bit about what we were talking about last week, Phil, about the girls and stuff, you know? And just throw it out there. I know she was probably listening, but we'll play a quick song. We'll be right back. This is Bev, Track Mom Band, Phil, the Flag Man Hand, and Harrell. And you're listening to Hump Day with Harrell exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Alabama with the guitars jamming, that's where we're hit. Straight up to Butte and Montana singing, Lord, I was born a rambling man. California to Oregon, even New York City got one or two hillbillies ready to hit the road. It's a brother and a sister kind of thing. Raise up your hand.
What up, me and my gang? I'm gonna jump on that train. I like that song. It's kind of crazy one. We had somebody call in real quick. I want to introduce it's Chris Crazy Horse Rossi's in the house. Everyone say hi to Chris.
Hey, Chris. What up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Settle down, people. Man, Chris, you got an audience out here, dude. Every time you call.
They just follow me. They follow
they
me wherever I go.
That's why I like when you call in, man. How you doing, buddy?
All two of them follow me. I'm doing good.
All right. So rumor has it that we might not see you this weekend.
No, I will be spending some time with the family. It's my wife's birthday this weekend, so we are going camping. I haven't been tent camping in about 10 years, so this is going to be something
What's
new
that?
For me. So,
What's
exactly. I have a trailer. What I have a trailer for.
Right. Well, that's awesome, dude, and I appreciate that. I appreciate you this year, man, helping me out. And, man, you really have. You missing them few races, and, I mean, I can't thank you enough, buddy. I'm going to have to buy you some. I know you don't even drink soda no more, huh? I'm about to get you some beer.
Water?
Okay, we got those.
That's all I've been drinking.
Whatever your poison is, I'm in. I'm going
to
get you some.
No, I'm
because
excited
I appreciate
for you to have this new cart. I mean, yeah. You set the benchmark high with that other cart. I mean, you almost made it to the paramedic unit up there on that hill. So hopefully you'll be able to crest the hill a little bit more in this cart.
Oh, I will jump the hill this time. Phil better move his car, his truck.
Yeah.
He's gonna.
Oh, man. I'm a little nervous because I don't know about the setup with that thing, and it's just going to be a lot of work on Saturday trying to get me dialed in, and I think I'll be fine. Whatever. It is what it is, and I mean, it's got to be a better cart than what I had. It's got to be, right? I mean, a little bit.
Oh, definitely. It's definitely a better cart. You're going to be fine out there. I do have a question, though. I heard Deb's saying you're second place in points.
Yeah.
How did that happen? I mean,
I know,
come on, Phil.
Right?
Has he finished in the top five at all? Any of the races?
Well, yeah. Of course.
I'm just giving you a bad time.
I got trophies to prove it.
I had to do the points a couple times because I thought maybe I had had some wine or something. I was like, what?
I'm telling you, I'm glad. If you did, have more. Let's get me into first.
Exactly.
You know what?
First by now.
I want to give a hard
man.
Time to people I like, so I like you.
That's good. That's good. And, you know, I don't think there's any catch in Kemp, man. He'd have to sit at home, and he still might win the championship.
Yeah,
he'll be there. I talked to him.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be there. Guaranteed he's going to be there. But
yeah, no,
if I know Kemp, he'll
there.
Take himself out, so.
I don't
exactly.
think I count on that.
I don't know. He gets frustrated. He could do some crazy stuff. I'm just kidding, Kemp, man. I love you, buddy.
Give him some laxatives just before the race. You'll be fine.
Good one. That's a good one, man. That's a good one. You know, someone just give him a cocktail, or not a cocktail, but
yeah.
here's a water for you, buddy.
Fruit juice, something like that, you know?
Yeah, I like it. I like it. He'll be out there half lap. He'll just do it in his pants because he'll want to win so bad, though. He won't go anywhere.
He will.
He's good like that. But so right on, Chris. I'm glad you called in. I really am, man. I miss you. You know, coming on the show. I know you're busy. You got a lot of family stuff going, work going, kids, wives. I mean, man, you're a busy guy. So I appreciate the time that you
not
do
wife,
over here.
Wife.
Wife.
Handle one. Wife.
Right? Yeah. I mean, that's all anybody should be able to handle. You know, if you're handling more than one, then you're, I don't know. You're going to be in trouble at some point.
Exactly.
But I'm really looking forward to it. Saturday night, I know that Northern Nevada Kart Club has their night race out there. I wish it was another weekend, or I wish I was in a little better shape because I'd go to both, but I'm not risking anything coming into Sunday on Saturday, you know what I mean? So I'm sticking close to home, and I don't want to go out there at night and then have to drive back that night to come race in the morning. It'd be a little tough, but
no, we got to get your car dialed today.
Right. I've been picking Rossi's ear. He used to have one. You know, I was telling these guys, Rossi, about how you said that, you know, you set your fastest times in that cart.
Yeah, it was fast. When I was in the seniors, you know, out at Dixon, the thing was just, it was fast, you know. Kenny and I drove that same cart that you have, you know, that, you know, style of cart. And, you know, it was a KT1 is what it was, a CRG. We won won the 4-hour enduro up at Sonoma with it, and we won the 4-hour Sid White enduro with it, and the thing was just fast. It was a great car. It was a fun car to drive.
Nice. I like to hear that. I like to hear that it can go fast, and I like to hear a couple of my friends have had them. And Kenny, man, I hope you come out Saturday. Man, come out Saturday, Kenny. You got to work, so let's get off early or something.
He's gonna try. He definitely will try. I was talking to him earlier today. Yeah.
Yeah, I called him, but he hasn't called me back. I left him a message. But.
And also,
anyways,
keep your eyes out for eKarting News. Is going to be doing we put in the report for the Davis race today to them, so it should be coming out in the next couple of days on eKarting News of the KPX race at Davis. So that should be coming out on eKarting News pretty soon.
Cool. Speaking of KPX, we talked to the big guy, Mr. P, and he was telling us all kinds of good news about next year and some big things in the works and some Can-Am type stuff. And I mean, wow, I was really blown away.
Yeah, he's working on a lot of stuff with Briggs right now, trying to do a West Coast type of race, you know. And then it's funny, I was talking to a race shop up out of Montreal in Canada today, and they're wanting to do something with us also to do a North and South race. So, you know, with the 206s, I mean, it's a huge team in Canada, probably the biggest team in Canada. And they're, you know, I was talking to the owner of the shop today, and he wants to do a big race somewhere, you know, in California, you know, for the North and South type of race. Because they're having a Canadian national race up there in a couple of weeks. And all the Canadian people, I mean, they'll have over, you know, well over 100 206s that will show up. I think they'll have 40 in the senior class that will be racing on the track at one time.
That's
so
crazy.
He wants to do a North and South. And so we're kind of working out some things what we can do for that to get that going. So there's a lot of stuff in the works.
That's good. It's, I mean, the whole thing with the Briggs is just, and it's exploding, man. And I'm really excited just to kind of be at the ground level with it and watch it grow more and more. You know, if we can just keep the Masters class to a minimum of like 4 or 5 national champions, I'd be really happy. But I don't know if that's going to happen.
You and me both.
Right? Man, all of a sudden they're just fast. I saw them hounding you the last time you were racing. That last race you won. Man, they were all up.
Oh,
it,
man.
So.
That was a crazy race, crazy. Man. That was a – they were all faster than me, but I just made my cart a little wider than what it was, I guess. And it was
– You did good.
I tell you,
you did good. It just
it was a
to me,
special
Chris,
win.
Right. It proved to me, Chris, that you don't have to have the fastest time to win a race. So it was kind of refreshing, you know what I mean? So
– Yeah.
But, man, thank you all for hanging out tonight. I'm getting cut short a little bit here with our – because I'm only doing an hour so I can get back to work. But – Man, I appreciate you, Bev. You're always welcome on the show. It's always fun when you're here. Phil, yeah, you know, I got to say it because we're live on the air. You're the man, and I love you flagging. And, dude, really, I mean, I feel safer with you out there. And, Rossi, man, you have fun this weekend. I appreciate your dedication to your family and stuff. You know, not a lot of guys would do that and miss the weekend for anything. So that's a good thing, dude. You're a good dude, Rossi. You keep up the good work, man.
Thanks.
All right. And, you know, my 2 cents tonight is, I mean, it's going to go back to what we talked about last night, dedication and hard work, man, because that's what it takes. That's what Chris Rossi does with the KPX. That's what Phil does with Flag and his family. And what Bev just, I mean, oh, my gosh, where do I even start, you know, with what she has going on? You know, she does such a great job there. And it's all because they're dedicated and all because they work hard. Nothing comes easy in life, all right? So you got to work hard for the things that you want. And if you want those things and you work hard, you're going to be closer to getting them, you know, if not getting them every time. So for all you kids out there, man, just try hard, you know. I know a lot of the kids out there are working out and lifting weights and riding bikes, and they're training already. So you kids that, you know, aren't training, you're just sitting there eating bonbons, playing video games, you know, you got another thing coming. So you got to watch that. And your parents, man, make sure them kids are, you know, eating good, you know, and doing the right thing. So that's our job. Make sure they're healthy and, you know, they can get out there and not get injured, and they're stretching out and just all that, you know. Dedication, hard work, that's what it's all about, you know. That's why I do my show. You know, I'm dedicated, and it's a lot of work, but that's what I do, you know, because I like hanging out with you guys. So thanks for hanging out this week. Thanks to all our listeners. You guys make this show happen. I always tell you guys, without you guys, we have nothing. absolutely no show. So thank you so much. I mean, I can't even thank you guys enough. Let's keep growing this thing, all right? Let's get bigger and bigger. If we advertise, and if you want to advertise, you can advertise on here. We're going to start doing some commercials and stuff. So, so let's just keep growing it, you know. Tell a friend. Tell five friends, you know. Call in and listen. So we'll see you out at the track on Saturday morning. I'll be out there, maybe Friday night even. I've got a couple new people coming out from the Bay Area that I met at Sonoma. My buddy Carlos, he's going to come out. He just bought a new car. It was his first race, and he actually passed me at the end. I was a little pissed, but that's okay. We'll give it to him. Try that at Davis, bud. I can't wait to see you either, Carlos. All right, man, I can't wait. You're a good dude, and he's bringing his whole family out. I told him about the kids. We're running out of time. I thank you. This is Harrell from Hump Day with Harrell on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.
Your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I want.
got me some feet. Oh.